please, yes, cheese, please, you're so fine.
You wanna listen all the time. Snarf, Dude, and Daffodil spin their hits. It's all cheesy music, they love it to bits. Well, Snarf, Dude is the man in the band. Finding cheesy music is his only plan. Daffodil is sugar, but she's also spice. She might be saucy, but she can be pretty nice. All the cheesy music, they can scrounge. You'll hear the favorites in the Limburger lounge. Playing all that is wacky, warped, and weird. Googling cheesy music is not to be feared. Celebrity slip-ups, polka, and more. There's even the stuff on the cutting room floor. There's weird instrumentals, people singing flat. So you know why we wanna play that. Tornado on the radio, it flies by quick. All this cheesy music is kinda sick.
Cheese Please in Color. Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
Welcome to the bunker again, fair listener. It's another edition of Cheese Please. My name is Snarf Dude.
I thought I was going to be Snarf Dude this week.
Okay, sure. I didn't have that meeting, but apparently someone did.
Okay, fine. I'll be Daffodil.
I was worried about that for a minute. And we bring you the wacky, warped, and weird every week. And, wow.
A lot of that this week.
This is weird this week. As we present the electronic record for children. It's weird. That's all I get to say.
Oh, and it's Cheese Please. Of course it's weird.
Yeah, and on the why would you want to play that, we take a look at the hypnotist. Say that 5 times fast, Daffodil.
Not the hippie hypnotist.
No.
The hip hypnotist.
Yes.
Is he pretty hip for a hypnotist?
It's a she.
Oh.
So that's all I get to say.
Okay.
And, on top of that, we'll figure out what else we're going to play. I haven't looked at the entire list.
But we're starting off with what?
Oh, yeah. I got off track there. We get into the lovely instrumental world of Philip Green and his orchestra with Jamaican Jamboree shortly. But we're starting off with Miami Beach. We're not going there, though.
No.
Right here on...
Cheese, Please!
Thank you.
We have major traffic piling up within the WASP-12 solar system as a yellow dwarf star continues to engulf one of its planets. All inbound routes to WASP-12b are closed to expedite the evacuation of planet residents as it continues to be devoured by its parent star. Commuters between Jupiter and Saturn should allow extra time as their orbital positions place them farther apart. Heavy traffic between Jupiter and Uranus as travelers take advantage of the shortened orbital distance. As your craft approaches the speed of light, it builds up infinite mass, greatly decreasing your engine's performance. Just one treatment of mass X every 3,000 light years will prevent this buildup from slowing you down.
The Jamaican Jamboree. Oh, it was so plunky back in the 1950s.
I like it.
And before that, Philip Green, and of course, Miami Beach had a rather lush sound.
Miami Beach is pretty lush, so it makes sense.
Ah, okay. There we go. My name is Snarf Dude.
I'm Daffodil. You are listening to Cheese Please.
Bringing you the wacky, warped, and weird. And this is.
This is all out weird.
Oh, yeah. Tell me more about the electronic record for children.
Well, and here's the thing. Early electronic music pioneer Bruce Hack and child educator Ms. Nelson created this psychedelic music compositions to open minds and hearts of the young. Psychedelic music for kids.
Psychedelic music for kids.
Truly far out electronic music to evoke a space age universe.
I better get in the mood, Daffodil. Far out, man. Wow, man. That's like, wow. That's like for kids, man, right?
I mean, there were songs about ancient folktales, two songs about outer space. Right. What the world sounds like when you listen with your inner self.
All right, man. Let's just, like, mellow out and play some music, man. Never mind talking about it.
I know. This is going to be terrifying.
Oh, yeah. Coming up in this set, we have dance shortly. But we're starting off by Singing Man, right here on
Cheese Please.
Well, Miss Nelson, do you dig being a traveler in space?
Groovy, Bruce. From here, we can see everything. Look, over there is a meteor shower. And isn't that somebody standing on a small asteroid?
Yeah, it's Chris, and he's rapping with some children. Let's listen.
Now, children, I want you all gather around and sing a little song together with me. Let's sing it together. I want you to come along and sing. Sing the song. So sing the song. Come on together. Come on and sing, children, sing. Sing about the things you like to do. Sing about the feelings you get from living. Sing about everything you know. Come on and sing, children, sing. Come on and sing, children, sing. Sing about the way you see the sun. Sing about the happiness and work to be done. Sing about everything you love.
Sort of Russian, and all of you have seen Russian dancers crossing their arms. So let me see you stand up very tall and cross your arms and hold them high. That's the way. And now I want you to kick your legs straight up in front of you, right in place. Here we go. Run, 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 and kick your legs way up in the front. That's the way. Very good. And now, while you're running and kicking your legs up in the front, I want you to open your arms way out to the side and then cross them again together. Here we go.
Thank you.
Please, with Bruce Hack and dance.
With a bit of Russia in there. For good reason, right?
Yes.
And before that, I think that was Bruce Hack throwing everything, including the kitchen sink, into that song. Wow.
It was a lot.
That was just a bit. Yeah, a bit too much. He doesn't believe in low-key, less is more.
I don't definitely
think
not.
Don't think he believes in that. But, you know, we're ending off the tribute to Bruce Hack with something called, and appropriately enough, goodbye.
Yes, because we really want to say goodbye to this music here on Cheese Please.
That over there?
Why, that looks like a flying saucer. Can it be one?
Miss Nelson, there are two. There are three of them.
And look, Bruce, there's even writing on it.
They look more like records than flying saucers.
They really do. Bruce, I don't believe it. Those are our records. Those are the dance, sing, and listen records.
Maybe they always were flying saucers all along. And there are sounds coming from them all.
Oh, yes, Bruce, that sounds awfully familiar.
Sound of the nearby ocean was like a lullaby, and Coco closed first one eye and then the other.
Shake yourself from the tip of your toes all the way up to the tip of your nose.
Raise your leg in the air and shake it. If you're put to sleep, this will wake it.
And because they're sunflowers, they try to jump and touch the sun.
Great young pianist whose name is Praxiteles Pandel is going to play the piano for you, just as he plays at Carnegie Hall in New York City.
Time is used to measure a day. Time goes by when we work or play. We can't see time, there's nothing in it. But time is with us every minute.
Ears even wider. Oh, much more than that. Come on, because this time you're really going to have to listen. I'm going to clap some rhythms for you, and I want you to clap them right back to me.
Well, Miss Nelson, it seems as if our trip is just about over. We're about to land.
It was a great trip, Bruce, but it's good to be back home.
You know, I kind of dig this old earth.
I think it's pretty great, too.
This is a groovy trip, and it's all the more fun because you're with us.
Cheese Please with Bruce Hack and goodbye. Ending off our tribute to the electronic record for children. And you know, Daffodil, I understand what's going on here.
Okay.
The problem that we just think that it's rather unusual, to put it politely, the problem is that we need some illegal substance.
No, because it's for children.
You mean?
But it probably has a lot to do with the fact that Hack just wanted to reject any kind of restrictions on
really?
His musical production.
Ah, so there's a philosophy here. because he didn't really want to do the pop tune and the pop restrictions or any kind of other musical genres.
I mean, even when he was at the University of Edmonton,
okay.
He's Canadian.
Yeah.
He wrote and recorded music for campus theater productions. He hosted a radio show. He played in a band.
Right.
He got a degree in psychology.
Oh.
So, like, he kind of knows where he's coming from, even though it's very weird.
I still think that, well, a few illegal substances may help me. That's all I got to say. I just want to endorse the fact that I don't believe in illegal substances. I don't even have illegal substances.
And you've never tried them either.
No, I haven't. But I just seem, it seems like it might actually be beneficial. That's all I get to say.
I know.
My name is Snarftooth.
I'm Daffodil. We need to move on.
Like this.
And now for something completely different. It's Cheese Please's music we can't do anything else with. It's the Cheese Please.
Why would you want to play that?
Ladies and gentlemen, I bring you the hip hypnotist by the name of Pat Collins.
Do you know how to use your mind to its best advantage? Well, you can by learning self-hypnosis. Hi, this is Pat Collins, the hip hypnotist, and I teach self-hypnosis classes every Tuesday and Wednesday evenings at my celebrity club. Self-hypnosis is a technique or method of utilizing the power of your own mind for self-improvement. You can do fantastic things with your mind. You can get rid of your bad habits. You can have confidence. You can improve concentration. You can actually have a photographic memory. Learn to enjoy your life. Don't wait. Now is the time to start having fun.
Oh, wow! That makes me enthusiastic about Pat Collins.
And it's interesting, because she actually had a nervous breakdown.
Really?
And hypnosis helped her recover, which is what made her interested in the technique.
Ah.
So she studied it, and then she came up with her nightclub act.
I got it.
She had her own nightclub on the Sunset Strip.
I wanted, actually, maybe she could teach me how to have a photographic memory.
Well, no, that's not something you can teach.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Oh.
But, I mean, she appeared as herself on the Lucy Show.
Okay, Lucille Ball.
She was on Divorce American Style.
Wow.
She was a panelist on What's My Line, I've Got a Secret, and she was even on Hollywood Squares.
And you know what, with all this hypnosis stuff, what great song would be perfect that she put on her album?
I don't know.
Going Out of My Head.
Oh, dear.
On?
Cheese, Please!
I think I'm going out of my head. Yes, I think I'm going out of my head. Over you. Over you. I want you to want me. I need you so badly. I can't think of anything but you. Yes, I think I'm going out of my head. Because I can't explain the tears that I've shed. Over you. Over you. I see you each morning. But you just walk past me. You don't even know that I exist. Yes, I think I'm going out of my head. Because I can't explain the tears that I've shed. Over you. Over you. I see you each morning. But you just walk past me. You don't even know that I exist. Going out of my head. Over you.
Pat Collins, the hip hypnotist. And I can't believe she actually recorded that with all the nervous breakdown of that.
Well, I'm trying to figure out which one of her famous friends told her this was a good idea. Was it Steve Allen, Jill St. John, Robert Wagner, Begley Sr.?
Wow, all the hey stars of the 1960s, I think.
Yep, she hypnotized a lot of people.
I just don't get why she recorded that song, that's all.
It's just interesting.
Yeah, my name is Snartooth.
And I'm Daffodil, and we have wended our way to the end of yet another episode of Your Tornado on the Radio, that is Cheese Please.
If it's Tornado on the Radio, it would be Winded Way, right?
Whatever.
Instead of winded, like the big tornado.
We have wound our way.
Yeah, wound, winded, whatever. Oh, that works.
Yes, and that was your cue.
What?
You have a thing to do?
Oh, yeah, that's right. I keep forgetting. It's time to flip the switch. And up comes the tube. Here. As we wait. There we go. Then we open the door. And, oh, wow, look. Billy Graves ending off the show this week with The Shag. He's totally cool, man.
Another dancing song.
Go figure.
Yes.
I wonder if they ever did it on shag carpet. You know,
shag. No, because you can't move your feet very well on the shag carpet. You actually need a dance floor for that.
Yeah, but it sounds cool.
You would get the static to end all static.
Okay. Until next week, folks.
Have fun. Stay cheesy.
My good loving baby had stood me up, and I didn't wanna do the bop.
Bop, bop.
I didn't wanna do the bop. I stood in a corner all alone, watching them do the drag.
What a drag.
When the queen of the hop strolled up to me and asked me if I knew how to shag.
Knew how to shag.
Asked me if I knew how to shag. Well, I knew how to walk, I knew how to slide. I knew how to pogo too.
Pogo.
I could chicken hop and cha-cha-cha, but the shag was totally new.
Shag, shag.
The shag was totally new. She said, come on, man, let's burn up the floor. The shag is easy to do.
Shag, shag.
She showed me how, and in no time at all, I was shagging too.
Me too.
I was shagging too.
Shag instead of bop.
The shag is totally cool.
Shag, shag.
The shag is totally cool.
Cheese Please, your weekly sample of the wacky, the warped, and the weird, was produced by Snarfdude and Daffodil, but was originally created by Snarfdude and Moondog for Scottsdale and Productions. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezeplease.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, inviting you back next week as we help to spread the cheese.